It's Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. You can talk with America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us here on this beautiful Sunday night here in January. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta. And in just a few moments, we'll be going to the telephones to Charlotte, North Carolina, to talk to Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson, of course, as many of you that follow our television broadcast, as it was documented this weekend via an amateur video involved in an altercation with Eric Watts that has certainly created a great deal of discussion and controversy in WCW. And we'll be talking to Arn Anderson from his home in Charlotte, North Carolina, in just a few moments. We also, in this broadcast, will be telling you fans in the Atlanta area about the big WCW event that returns to the Omni. It's a Sunday afternoon event on February the 7th, 3 o'clock starting time. So for the kids, I think that's good news, good opportunity for mom and dad and the kids to enjoy WCW action with the afternoon start of 3 o'clock on Sunday, February the 7th. We'll also talk about the next pay-per-view in WCW. That will be Super Brawl 3 on Sunday, February 21st. I'm looking forward to this event. It's from a great city, Asheville, North Carolina. Some great wrestling fans in that part of the country. And I know a lot of our friends in the Atlanta area will be traveling up to Asheville as well to see the event on Sunday, February 21st. We'll be giving you more details on that pay-per-view in this hour as well. We'll also focus on this coming weekend's television broadcast, not only on TBS, but also for Worldwide Wrestling. Worldwide, certainly one of the most popular wrestling programs in the country, seen in over 100 cities, hosted by Tony Schiavone and Jesse the Body Ventura. A lot of issues to talk about. The Clash of the Champions has come and gone since we last were with you here on the radio. The event broadcast live this past Wednesday from the Mecca in Milwaukee. It was a cold, snowy night, I can tell you that. But the weather certainly did not put a damper on the fan spirit or the action in the ring. We'll be talking about that event. It's broadcast last night on TBS. I hope you caught at least one of those broadcasts. So there's a lot of things to talk about. The world title issue with Big Van Vader and the situation now at Cactus Jack as a fan favorite. What are the feelings from our wrestling fans on that particular issue? We know that Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas certainly have a challenge ahead of them in defending the world tag titles against Brian Pillman and stunning Steve Austin. The Dustin Rhodes, Barry Windham feud certainly getting a great deal of attention because of its ferocity. So that's going to be quite an issue that we could discuss if you choose. We mentioned last week here on the broadcast that sportscaster Harold Johnson of WSOC Television over in Charlotte announced that Nature Boy Ric Flair was returning to WCW. We have been unable to confirm that as far as getting a start date, but we do know there's a great deal of dialogue between Ric Flair and WCW, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully nothing will happen to prevent that from occurring. It would be a great addition to the WCW roster to see Ric Flair competing here again. We also have news of the television title. The television title last held by Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner and his brothers, we've documented here many times, unable to reach a contractual agreement with WCW. They're now competing in the WWF. Scott was the television champion. His contract lapsed, and so the title obviously had become vacant. And I understand that sometime next month a tournament will be held on television to determine a new television champion, and we'll hopefully have more details on that in the upcoming weeks. Let's go now to the telephones and talk to Arn Anderson, who is with us live in Charlotte. Arn, how you doing? We have Arn here. Arn, how you doing today?
I'm doing fair.
We want to talk about the videotape because me and the fans saw the situation. But update our listening audience here tonight, Arn. What exactly is your status? You had some comments with Jesse Ventura on TV a couple or 3 weeks ago. You might want to refresh the fans' memory on exactly what issues were discussed in that conversation.
Well, Jim, first of all, I want to say I don't appreciate this invasion of privacy, but the only reason that I'm going to go through with this is because I have now and have always respected you as a journalist. I've always said you were very learned and very respectful of everyone, whether you liked them or disliked them. So I'm going to allow this interview.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I want that to be understood first and foremost. Right now I'm hurting physically, and I'm hurting mentally. If you want me to catch everyone in America and possibly the world up, which I'm sure this coverage of this show goes coast to coast. It started out Bob Eaton and myself wrestled a Japanese wrestler named Sasaki and Eric Watts on television. I made a miscalculated move and I damaged my knee. He took advantage of it. Fine. He took advantage of the win. I've never recovered, for that matter of fact. My knee has disintegrated each and every time I've tried to do anything physical with it. To make matters worse, the 1st of January, January 1, my contract was up for renewal. Well, Bill Watts, who I don't hold responsible, Bill Watts is a businessman. I don't think this is a personal vendetta. I just think that he has an opinion of what he thinks the fans would like to see on WTBS. He thinks that new and upcoming talent should have the preference, and that's what should be featured. He thinks myself and different people like me have been on this television maybe too long, and the people need a break. Well, that's his opinion. I respect him as a businessman, and I'm going to hold him in that light. My injury was one that was going to put me out of wrestling for who knows how long. The fact that I didn't have a contract told me that Eric Watts had had the last laugh contractually. Mm-hmm. Well, Jim Ross, whether you like it or don't like it, or the wrestling fans like it or don't like it, I've always been a man of my word.
I agree with that.
I've said a lot of things in the past that made a lot of people irate, but at least what I spoke was what I believed at the time to be the truth. Agreed?
Wholeheartedly.
I can take an injury like every athlete has to take an injury. If you're going to be a professional wrestler, you better plan on spending 75% of the time hurt. It becomes the norm versus the exception. Well, Eric Watts hurt my knee. That STF is a submission hold, and besides that, it's a very dangerous hold. He took advantage of a situation, and he applied it. And being a young wrestler, to him have that much mat savvy, that impressed me in one way. But again, fine, you win one match, you've got to win another, where I'm concerned.
Right.
If this was a perfect business and a perfect game and a perfect sport, there would be no winners and losers. If everyone was perfect, everyone would be the same. Well, he took advantage of a situation on a given night, and he got the win. Well, when Bill Watts told me that January 1, I didn't have a place to go, I regarded it as being political asphyxiation as far as I'm concerned. He had choked me out of the place that I had grown up, which is the NWA, WCW. He had said, Arn Anderson is through. I regarded it as a personal vendetta, protecting his son. Sitting here evaluating what had happened, I don't think Bill Watts is that type of person because he's a businessman.
So it's basically a personal issue between Eric Watts and Arn Anderson.
Absolutely. His son is not a 7-year-old kid that he's protecting on the playground.
Right. So as it stands right now, you are without a wrestling contract and you're injured. First things first, I know for a talented athlete like you, once you're healthy, you're not going to have any problem, I wouldn't think, wrestling anywhere in the world today. But what is the prognosis? When do you expect to be at 100% physically where you can continue your career wherever?
I don't know, Jim Ross. The point that I started that I want to finish now is I don't know if I'll ever be able to get this leg well. When I told Eric Watts on TV, I told him in front of the world, I didn't commit a criminal act. I didn't commit an immoral act. I told him, I said, listen, since I can't have my rebuttal in the ring, in any arena, I'm going to catch you somewhere. And the truth of the matter is, when that plane landed in Charlotte, North Carolina, I knew the flight. I knew he was going to be on it. I followed him to the first position that I could where he got out of that car, and face-to-face, man-to-man, I tried to settle what had already been started. Well, again, I was half a man. Anybody that's ever suffered a knee injury knows. I'm not making excuses. I'm not a crybaby. I'm not saying anything other than the facts. I jumped on Eric Watts, but I didn't jump on him with all the tools. So, as a man, I'm telling you right now, it's not over. I may never get well. I may never be able to participate as a professional wrestler up to the level that I expect myself to perform, much less what Bill Watts expects me to perform at. And he's constantly striving for perfection where WCW is involved. But I can tell you this, Eric Watts, you got me down, but you didn't put me out. And again, don't look over your shoulder. Don't put eyes in the back of your head. I'm going to come to you head up, eye to eye, face to face. My prognosis is I've torn cartilage and I've strained ligaments. That would stop any other athlete's career. Arn Anderson, it is a point. I'm 34 years old, and it has done nothing except shove me to the point where, hey, be a man and be all you can be in this business at this point and this sport, or step aside. I've analyzed myself. There's an old saying, an old cliche, adversity introduces a man to himself, Jim Ross, and I know who I am right now. I'm Arn Anderson.
All right, we'll continue our conversation with Arn Anderson, and we'll be taking your calls at 872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. All of our lines are busy, but keep trying. We'll be getting to your calls in just a few moments. This is Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
This is Missy Hyatt, the most fabulous babe in wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Why don't you give him a call at 872-0750, or if you're outside the Atlanta area, call him at 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Our producer, John McKenzie's favorite wrestling personality, Missy Hyatt, for two obvious reasons, welcome us back to our broadcast here tonight. Our meteorologist, Kirk Headlock Mellish, ladies and gentlemen, says that tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 38 degrees here in Atlanta. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 50, low of 35. Tomorrow night, right now, it's 49 degrees here in Atlanta. We're going to spend another couple of minutes here with Arn Anderson, who has consented, which I certainly appreciate, some time with us tonight to explain his side of the situation that the fans saw on the on TV. Arn, so the status of it is that we really, it's going to be kind of up to, Mother Nature and your rehab and attitude, and I guess it's some things out of your control as far as when you'll be back wrestling.
Well, Jim Ross, my future with WCW doesn't exist. There is no future with WCW. As far as my knee goes, I'm going to get well because I have to get well. I have no other choice. I can't fold up like a lounge chair and just die. This is what I do. I'm a professional wrestler. I'm not a star. Stars are in the sky. Stars are in Hollywood. What I do is wrestle. And I've got to get my knee well. This is how I feed my family. Any American that's out of work right now can relate to what I'm saying. I've got to get the knee well. But I can tell you one thing. I made one mistake with Eric Watts. When he opened that car door on my knee, the knee was already damaged. I attacked a man, and I was only half a man doing the attack. The next time that I addressed Eric Watts, I will be the Arn Anderson that he watched all these last years when he was trying to complete a pass to the University of Louisville. And he sat there in awe saying, hey, that's a real man. Well, the next time, I won't make that mistake again. The next time I attack Eric Watts, if I'm in a position to, it will be in any situation in America, and it will be as 100% the Arn Anderson these wrestling fans know that I am.
All right, Arn. Well, listen, I know that this was not a real pleasant situation.
It's nauseating.
I wish you the very best of luck. I respect you immensely as an athlete, and I hope only the best for you, and we will certainly keep our thoughts on your improvement and your rehabilitation.
Well, Jim Ross, let me just close with one comment. if I never have the honor or the pleasure of wrestling for WCW and matching quips and quotes with you, I just want to say it's been an honor over the years. And wherever I end up, rest assured of one thing, I'm going to be all that I can be. I wish you a lot of success in the future, but keep in mind, I haven't turned into John Wayne. I'm not putting on a white cowboy hat.
I understand.
My sentiments are the same that they've always been. I look out for number one, and I'm going to weather this storm. Let that be the final word.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your time tonight. We certainly appreciate speaking with Arn Anderson, a very serious tone on the program here tonight, and we thank Arn Anderson for his time. We want to get right to the telephones right now, and we have a full bank of calls, and we're going to try to get to them as quickly as we can. Let's talk to Mitch and Griffin. Mitch, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB.
Yeah, that was a serious tone in Arn's voice.
Yeah, yeah, I think he was rather serious about his remarks here tonight. What's on your mind, Mitch?
I was wanted to talk about the Clash the other night. I was impressed with the Clash. I thought that Ron Simmons and Van Vader might have been the true highlight of the entire event. Yep. It was a really
it's interesting.
Makes Sting takes success against him, and they talk about that, but they don't talk about Ron Simmons in the Sidewalk Slam very much.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. Sometimes we overlook the success that that Ron has had because of the focus right now seems to be on Sting and Big Van Vader, but we certainly can't forget that on August 2nd, Ron Simmons beat Van Vader for the world title using that power slam. So you're exactly right, and that's a good point.
Also, I wanted to ask you about Bill Frelick. Any chance Bill Frelick coming to WCW?
Well, you know, Bill's a great friend of mine, and he's a super fan of WCW, and I think that right now, you know, Bill had some minor knee problems that luckily for him did not require surgery here in the off season. But Bill's a free agent, and I think all those guys like Bill Frelick and Reggie White, all those guys that are eligible for free agency right now are really concentrating on that. So, but you never know about that. I know that Bill has a bona fide interest in wrestling, and we'll just, keep our eye on the situation. There's really no new development on it other than we know that Bill's love for the sport certainly hasn't diminished. And, Mitch, we thank you for your call tonight. Let's talk to Marilyn in Atlanta. Marilyn, you're on AM 750 WSB.
Yes, Jim Ross. I've been a fan for 27 years wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I was watching the Memphis, and they said Bill Gundy was coming to WCW. Is he
going to
be wrestling or just working in the office?
Bill Dundee is going to be working in the front office, working involved with the talent, the wrestlers, and working as a road agent. He'll be on the road, but he'll be working in the front office, and I don't think there's any plans at this time for Bill to be wrestling. Let's talk to Jeff in Dunwoody. Jeff, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. How are you doing tonight?
Fine. I have three things to say.
Okay.
First up, my friend here, which is a girl named Jordan, says hi.
You can get your buddy in trouble there.
And also, do you know who Doink the Clown is?
Noelle, I really don't. I haven't. I've seen that one time, and I watched it for about 30 seconds and changed the channel. So I really haven't focused a lot on Doink the Clown. David in Austell, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. How are you?
Hey, Jim. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, Jim, let me answer one question real quick. This kid who asked who Doink the Clown is,
It's
Big Josh.
It's Big Josh. All right. Well, there you go.
Okay, Jim, I want to say first, I got a comment about the Wrecking Crew, then Eric Watts.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm really impressed with this Wrecking Crew. I think they're great athletes. I know, I believe it's Fury is the younger brother of Legion of Doom member Animal.
Well, that's that would make him have pretty good stock, obviously.
You got that right. And I know, I believe Rage, didn't he once wrestle as the Master Blaster?
Well, he looks a little familiar there, David, but, you know, those guys, their identities can be numerous, but we'll see how any name, no matter what their name is, they've got to be successful in their in competition, and that's the bottom line. What was your comment about Eric Watts?
Well, Jim, I'm really mad because, you know, comparing Eric Watts to Arn Anderson would be like comparing Doink the Clown to Ric Flair.
Well, you hate to see this situation get in a political vein, but unfortunately that's what has happened in this Eric Watts situation, and he's in pretty much in a no-win situation. There's not a heck of a lot I can say. in his defense, I think he's an outstanding kid. I know him personally, which a lot of people don't. And you can sometimes a great athlete can be misunderstood somewhat, and I think this kid is getting a bad rap on some areas, that's for sure. Let's talk to Brian in East Point. Brian, you're wrestling with Jim Ross on AM750 WSB here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I got three things to say. Who's going to be in that World Television Tournament that they're going to have for the World Television title?
Well, the brackets haven't been established yet, and I think that will be announced in about 2 weeks, is from the best of my knowledge. A couple of weeks, they'll start talking about that.
Okay, do you know if Sid Vicious is coming back to WCW?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. There's always that speculation with him not wrestling in the WWF, but right now there are no plans for him to be competing here in WCW that I'm aware of.
Okay, Dustin Rhodes is U.S. champion. Now, is he going to wrestle top talent on the TV?
Well, I'm assuming that he would. It would make a whole lot of difference or a whole lot of sense for him to wrestle inferior competition, and normally I think you're going to see a lot more competition for the U.S. title, and there should be some outstanding one-on-one matchups involving that championship as time goes on. I know that he was very displeased with the way that the match transpired with Ricky Steamboat yesterday on TV, and he was very disappointed Barry Windham somewhat spoiled the moment. We'll have more of Wrestling with Jim Ross. We're taking more of your phone calls on AM750 WSB after this.
This is Michael P.S. Hayes with the Fabulous Freebirds, and baby, when you're hot, and the hottest thing going in talk radio today is Wrestling with Jim Ross here on AM750 WSB, and if you think you're hot enough to handle it, call 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Thanks very much, Michael. All nine lines are busy tonight. It's been a busy night for Coach John McKenzie tonight, and he's done a great job producing our program. We thank him for his efforts. For you numbers buffs, the Clash of the Champions peaked at a 3.7 rating, and for most of you that will have no idea what that means that at its peak quarter hour, 2.2 million homes were tuned into the Clash this past Wednesday, approximately 4.5 million people watching WCW Wrestling live in prime time this past Wednesday on TBS, and of course we haven't got the numbers from the repeat broadcast last night. So it was a rating success on that regard. We were very pleased that you tuned in if you did and join us for the event. This weekend on television, I will tell you that on WCW Saturday night, 6:05, back to 6:05 Eastern Time, you will see a very informative two-hour program. First of all, we hope to have some confirmation on the NWA title, the opponent for the Rock and Roll Express, and hopefully more on the White Castle of Fear this weekend on the Super Brawl Control Centers. Also this week, we'll hear some comments on the program from the Rock and Roll Express. We'll see Z-Man and Johnny Gunn take on Big Van Vader and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Tony Schiavone goes up close with the Stinger, and hopefully he'll be able to shed some light on what exactly is the White Castle of Fear. He's accepted the challenge. I wonder if he even knows what type of match it is. I have a good feeling that he does not. We'll also see Barry Windham meet Tuco Scorpio one-on-one on the program Saturday night, plus Cactus Jack and the Barbarian take on Tex Slashinger and Shanghai Pierce. All that and much more this Saturday on WCW Saturday night. And, of course, you start your wrestling weekend off with Tony Schiavone and Larry Zbyszko, Teddy Long and Missy Hyatt. They're going to have a no disqualification match, Vader and Orndorff versus the Barbarian and Cactus Jack. That's a no disqualification match, and that will be this Saturday morning on the Power Hour, so don't forget that. Tune in for that, and there will be no main event for the next couple of weeks on TBS. We'll be back on February the 7th on TBS for the main event. So that's a quick look at television, and also, let's see here, the worldwide wrestling program, the World Tag Team Champion Steamboat and Douglas will be in action. Also, Armstrong versus Barry Windham. Well, that should be a tremendous wrestling match there. And Tuco Scorpio and the Barbarian also in action on Worldwide. So that's with Jesse Ventura, Tony Schiavone. They do a great job, and hope you'll tune in for that program in your area. I want to go back to the telephones, and we're going to talk to Robert in Jacksonville, Florida. Robert, you're on AM750 WSB in Atlanta.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing, bud?
Well, this is your admirer again from last week.
Okay. Well, good. Thanks for being so loyal, Robert.
No problem. I wanted to ask you a couple things. Who are you going for in the Super Bowl between Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills?
Well, that's a very good question, Robert. You know, I was very surprised, quite frankly, that the Cowboys won that ball game today. I thought San Francisco was the best team that we saw all year with the Falcons. But I'll tell you something. The Cowboys have played great. I hope the Cowboys win, but my mind says probably to go with Buffalo to break that streak of losses in the Super Bowl. But my emotions say the Cowboys, so I'm kind of hedging my bets. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But if I was going to bet on the game, I'm not a gambling man, young man, I'd bet on Buffalo.
Well, I'm a Dallas fan, too. And I wish the Falcons would really be in the Super Bowl. That would be really cool.
Maybe next year.
Oh, yeah. And and I'd like to fill you in about the Narcissus thing.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Heenan announced that he was going to get someone big enough to destroy Mr. Perfect. And so he announced he was going to bring someone in at the Royal Rumble called Narcissus. And now, thanks to you, I know who it is.
Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure is. All right, Robert. Appreciate it, buddy. You keep up the good work, and thanks for your thanks for calling tonight from down in Jacksonville, Florida. And get to bed, young man. You've got school tomorrow. David in Stockbridge, you're on AM 750 WSB, wrestling with Jim Ross, and thank you for holding, my friend.
Yes, thank you, Jim. What I was calling about all these new wrestlers you got coming into WCW, and you're losing quite a variety of them. And I was wondering, is it possible that you can maybe get someone like the Ultimate Warrior, Davey Boy Smith, people like that to replace the Steiner Brothers, Jake Roberts, Rick Rude, who was the greatest.
Rude hasn't gone anywhere. He's still here.
Well, he hasn't wrestled, and he hasn't been.
Well, he's got a neck injury. That's why he didn't wrestle at Starrcade.
I know. I was there, and he showed up.
Right. He's got a neck injury. He's not going to be able to wrestle until about March 1st. So Rick Rude's not gone anywhere. There are negotiations and discussions, as we've mentioned, with Davey Boy Smith, and there has been discussions with Ric Flair. The Ultimate Warrior, I really don't know what his status is. I know that he's doing some freelancing, but I don't know, you know, what if he's interested in coming here and competing. Quite frankly, this is a little bit more intense physically than he has been accustomed to wrestling in the WWF. So that's a career decision that he's making. But I think that Chris Benoit is a great addition. I think Chris Benoit is one of the finest pure wrestlers we've had here in a long time.
But what about like that tag team last night? I can't think of their name. They were dressed like the Steiner Brothers used to dress. And those haircuts were like the Road Warriors.
Yeah, that's kind of they have maybe a their identity and maybe need some redefining. But David, we do appreciate your call and some good points there. Let's talk to Sue in Powder Springs. Sue, you're on AM 750 WSB.
Hi, Jim. How you doing tonight?
Good.
I just wanted to find out with the Rock and Roll Express from Smoky Mountain Wrestling coming down to compete in Super Brawl. I was wondering, is there going to be any future association with Smoky Mountain Wrestling?
Well, I haven't heard anything, Sue, other than this one-time match with the Rock and Roll Express up at Super Brawl. I don't know of any other talk with Cowboy Bill Watts and Bob Armstrong whatsoever about any future cooperative efforts. But, it's certainly possible. They've got some outstanding talent there and some real good competitors. We appreciate your call. Let's talk to Alan, who's calling us tonight from Charlotte. Alan, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call, taking the call. Very quickly, the Clash gets a B+. Chris Benoit, Brad Armstrong, outstanding match. I'm looking very forward to seeing possibly Chris Benoit and Two Cold Scorpio matchup, because if that happens, you'll see moves that Jushin Liger and Brian Pillman could only dream of. Chris Benoit, and I followed him a little bit in the Stampede area when he was up there. He wrestled in Japan as the Pegasus Kid, so I'm really excited about that. Second of all, the young man who asked about Scott Armstrong,
yeah.
If the wrestler Dixie Dynamite, the master wrestler Dixie Dynamite, is wrestling in Smoky Mountain, that's him. And I'll leave you this. How is Cactus Jack adapting to his new tentative status as a fan favorite? How is he handling it? Because on one of the programs, it said that they committed the unspeakable, Van Vader and Mr. Wonderful did, that they made the fans cheer for him, and he always drew off the hatred of the fans, and I'm wondering how Jack's adapting to it.
Well, I think that it's going to be an adjustment for him. There's no doubt about it, because I think that the guy is going to be one of the more popular competitors in the NWCW. He says on his interview that he will now feed off the hatred he has for Van Vader and company, and that's going to be quite a challenge. I want to get, Alan, thank you so much for your call. I want to get, do we have time to get a real quick one here? Let's get Tommy in Morristown, Tennessee. Tommy, I got about 15 or 20 seconds.
Okay, I got a couple of things for you, Jim. First of all, Beautiful Bobby makes his debut in Smoky Mountain Wrestling tomorrow night in North Carolina. And a great match for the Great Muto would be Ric Flair in Super Bowl III.
Hey, good idea, Tommy. Good idea. Well, go out and see Smoky Mountain Wrestling while you're up there in Morristown, Tennessee. And we thank you all for being with us tonight. We thank Arn Anderson for taking time to be with us from his home in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be back with you. We'll have another guest live in the studio here with us next week. My thanks to Coach John McKenzie. My thanks to you. And don't forget, be back with us here next week, next Sunday at 9 o'clock. I'm Jim Ross saying good night, everybody.
Atlanta's Morning News on AM 750 WSB with the most accurate weather from Atlanta's only full-time radio meteorologist. News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
The superstars of WCW World Championship Wrestling return to the Omni. Sunday, February 7th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, get ready for World Championship Wrestling action with a triple main event. Special challenge match, Cactus Shack one-on-one against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. A six-man elimination tag match. Dustin Rhodes, Ricky Steamboat, and Shane Douglas meet Barry Windham, Brian Bryan, and Stunning Steve Austin. In this match, when a man is pinned or disqualified, he must leave the ring and go to the dressing room area. Plus, for the WCW World Heavyweight title, the new champion Big Van Vader will defend against Sting. Five other matches on the card. Tickets at all Ticketmaster locations are charged by phone at 249-6400. Ringside seats cost $15. All other seats, adults 8 and kids 14 and under, get in for $2 on the $8 tickets with a paid-adult admission. Sunday, February 7th at the Omni.
You look fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, stop puffing out your chest long enough to tell me how you did it.
Quick Weight Loss Center, and it was easy as ABC. Losing weight is as easy as ABC with Quick Weight Loss Center. A, as in affordable, natural weight control. How affordable? Right now, just $9 a week on a program basis. Supplements additional. B, as in balanced nutrition. You eat regular foods with sound nutrition and no expensive packaged meals. And C, as in convenient, safe, and effective. Quick Weight Loss Center.
Well, every time I try to lose weight, about all I lose is my patience and the green stuff, you know, out of my wallet. Those diets are so expensive.
Not Quick Weight Loss Center. It costs me just $9 a week on my program. My wife and teenager are in on it, too. Call Quick Weight Loss Center now to find one of 10 Atlanta area locations, including the new Douglasville Quick Weight Loss Center. 509-8400. 509-8400.
Weight loss varies as people vary.
Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Join me Monday, noon to 3, for talk radio designed to get your interest up, stimulate your imagination, and also, we have a lot of fun. The Mike Malloy Show, Monday, noon to 3, right here on AM 750 WSB.